This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, Celebrity Trash, this wonderful Monday morning is brought to you by Oral Hygiene.
No.
Now that all important. The Halloween stuff is over, there's going to be candy around for a while. Just, if you're going to be eating that, make sure you're continuing to floss and brush before you end up in the dentist chair. What time is it? 6:14? So it's actually 7:14. I have a huge moon right outside my window.
Oh, we're going to do that now.
Well,
you know,
just for today,
not really
probably.
Six.
No,
it's
I'm just
really
comparing
seven.
It to, what it would be, what time is the sun supposed to rise today? Because yesterday,
6:33.
6:33. Oh, wow. So it wasn't even rising until 7:30. God, that's so crazy. That's a, the tilt of the earth. It's a crazy thing. Anyway, oral hygiene. Take care of your teeth. You're going to need them.
Mm-hmm.
Right, or get dentures, whatever.
Nice, Nicole.
Yeah, good one, Nikki. It's a good thought. John got one of those electronic toothbrushes.
Oh, yeah. I've been using that for years.
Sonicare.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a Sonic. I don't know what it is. It's just
Oral-B
Sonicare.
I don't know what the hell it is.
Those are the popular ones. Mm-hmm.
It just, all I know is, he goes, okay, there's two heads here. You try it too.
Are you going to take it off and switch every time, right?
Well, I'm not going to use it.
You should.
Here's the thing. It tickles the inside of my mouth so bad that my eyes started watering. I'm like, I can't have this.
God.
So I tried it. I did it two or three times. And I went, it's just not for me. I like to scrub.
That's so bizarre.
It was tickling the roof of my mouth so bad that I'm like, I can't use it.
Are you brushing the roof of your mouth with that?
No, but as you're doing the inside of your teeth, because you
Yeah, it's a unique
inside.
Feeling you got to get used to. I personally do it every other time. I still like a regular brush.
The electronic.
But I also use that.
Yeah,
I hate using a regular brush now. I'm all about the... I love
I
that.
I should use it because I definitely overbrush, but it's, I'm just not. Ugh.
I feel like plaque's just going away when I,
Yeah, and then it makes all these funny noises. Like if I do it too hard, it goes. I want to be quiet.
Give it a shot, Sarah. It's good for
you. I did. I tried it three times.
Well, try a few more
or
times.
Or two times or something. Rest in peace, Sean Connery. He's old and had a great life and was a total misogynist and wasn't he a racist too? I can't remember all the stuff, hashtag him too. Sean Connery, best known as Bond.
I don't know about the racist thing. Did you actually hear that? Or did
I don't
you
know. I'm just
that?
Saying.
He says rest in peace.
Jesus Christ,
rest in peace, you terrible, you terrible, terrible human being.
He had a lot of great movies, but this is how we
sure.
Honor him.
Well, no, I mean, that's the thing. We just recently heard something where he was just talking about how you got to keep your woman in line or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah,
I try to block that stuff. And I'm sure there was all kinds of terrible stuff because there always is. Sean Connery died in his sleep on Halloween morning, 90 years old. No official cause of death. But as Vinny says, he died in the 90s. His son said he'd been quite unwell for some time. Yesterday, his wife revealed that he was suffering from dementia in his last few years. She said, I was with him all the time. It took its toll on him. He got his final wish to slip away without any fuss. It was no life for him. He was not able to express himself recently. He'll be honored with a private funeral ceremony with a memorial to follow.
That's hard on everybody. I'm sure she was... That's the tear becomes how you love this person and can't stand how hard it is to see them...
It's not them anymore.
Troubled like that, and then and yet you don't want to be happy they're gone either, so it's that's
right, there's some guilt and relief,
right.
And
absolute
but when you get to that point then and it's time then it's time. I mean it's one of the hard truths of life that We don't know how we're gonna die. B, we are definitely gonna die. And C, you know, you sort of hope you're all there at the end, but that's not the most common thing. So he's most famous, Sean Connery, for being the first to play James Bond on the big screen. That was Dr. No back in 1962. He also starred in From Russia with Love, Goldfinger, Thunderball, hot, You Only Live Twice, and Diamonds Are Forever. Then in 1983, he did the movie
Never Say Die. Is that what it was called?
Never Say Never Again. But it was based on the novel Thunderball, which he'd already done. And it was not done by the movie company that has done all the other ones. So I don't know how this other company got the rights to this and managed to get Sean Connery out of retirement, because he said, I'll never do it again. And then, you know, 12-something years later, he did it.
Yeah, I don't remember the politics behind it, but that's also because we didn't get every morsel of possible information like we do now.
No kidding,
so
right?
You wouldn't even have thought to go look for it, because where would you look? You know what I mean?
Right.
Now you look on the internet, well, why are they making... And then you can get every piece
right,
of
unless
information.
Unless you knew some Hollywood insider who happened to know someone who knew someone's cousin who was
right.
friends with, you know, whatever. Connery's wife was the one who suggested making the title Never Say Never Again, because after Diamonds Are Forever, he vowed he'd never do that again.
Right.
I'm never making another Bond movie. God, you know, that's a common theme in the Bonds.
Yeah,
like, even Daniel Craig is like, I'm never doing this again. You could drag me through the mud. I'd rather have barbed wire in my eyes. Like, he, you know, said all this, cut off all my fingers. Death by a thousand cuts. I'm never doing it again. All right, I'll do it. Money changes things.
Well, money changes things, but you can imagine the amount of travel they're forced to do to get those shots. And then each, if you've ever seen a movie set, and we have, you find out there's so much behind getting a shot one. And you think about movie making and just go, wow, they have to do that for every single minute of that film.
I know.
And to travel that whole circus around the world, which they had to do back then.
Right.
I'm sure it was a lot of waiting.
Just like getting information about everything is so much easier these days. I'm sure that the rigs are smaller and fewer people are needed to operate them, or they can get stock footage of someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's get a zoom in on this. You know, there it is on Google. No problem. Let's buy the rights to that and put that in our movie. I mean, the whole thing is...
It could be green screen now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so true. Right. He could just shoot all his parts in one room with a green screen, and then they just fly him into the movie. Anyway, so 12 years after vowing to never make another Bond movie, Sean Connery did, in fact, make Never Say Never Again.
It's probably weird to watch that go from the neat reason to make that movie to the reason I hate making this movie. Because I also think being lucky enough at that age, you know, in the, what was that, the 60s, to be flown around the world making movies in exotic locations, that's probably the coolest thing in the world. And then, you know, 10 years later, when you're a multimillionaire, you're like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah. You know where
you know
I want to be?
Like?
Here
be
at my
home.
Multimillion-dollar mansion. This is where I've got everything all dialed, and I don't want to leave.
Right.
Can I shoot it here? Would that be all right? And he's been in a million movies that you've seen. They go on to list a lot of them here. They say his role in The Untouchables landed him an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. And People magazine voted him both the sexiest man alive in 89 and the sexiest man of the century in 1999.
That's a big one.
Yeah. When he must have been 69 or 70 when they nominated him for that, or, you know, gave him that title. Before he was a model, he made ends meet as a... Before he was famous, he made ends meet as a model. A nude model. That's right. He also...
So did you do the research this morning and find that, or what?
No, why would I do that?
I don't know, because you're a reporter.
You don't do that. There are certain people where you're like, Brandon, go find that right now. I need to see that right now.
It did not even occur to me to look up his nude model
photos. Hold on, let me see. Let me do some research here.
Oh, that's fun. Around that time, he also did some bodybuilding, and he competed in a Mr. Universe pageant. He came in third.
All right.
He was ripped, man. I think he is the the second Bond to pass away. Roger Moore died of liver cancer 3 years ago. He was 89.
They actually, looks like all the stuff that he did in nude, they just painted him. He's a nude model for a painter, I guess.
Oh.
Because I see a bunch of paintings of him. But
so he wasn't a nude model in like catalogs for nudity.
Right. He wasn't a centerfold and playgirl is what
oh,
you mean.
That's too
not
bad.
That I know of.
All right.
So we don't have any photographs of this. This is just he was a model and people, he stood in the middle for hours and people painted
I'll just pull
him.
A couple of them
and
up
whispered, oh my God, look at that. Look at that.
This wasn't the lay on your tummy and spread your legs and more
oh.
type of nude modeling.
There he is, painted.
What? What is that?
That's him painted. Can you zoom in on the important part?
The
can
important
we please
part?
Zoom in
what's
right
the
on the important part?
That
what do you
his
think?
Chest? Anybody? That doesn't look like him.
Is it his? Well,
zoom it in.
This is when he was super young. Hold on. Me.
Zoom that ass in. Right. He does seem fit.
Okay. Is that?
Well, they had trouble with it. It's very purple
or something.
Oh, it's maybe covered.
It's, maybe it's blurred. I'm not sure. I can't really tell.
Oh, maybe they blurred.
This is all
it,
grainy.
Yeah.
This must be.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, this person was standing off on his left side.
There's another.
Oh,
one.
And here's one from behind. Oh boy,
is
looks
he
like
wearing
he's got a thong?
Oh.
He's just so cut that his glutes actually had a fold
crease
at the top.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that something?
He must
did
work
you
out.
Work out? Do you have any? I know there was a bunch of
there was a
video
bunch.
And mm-hmm. and stuff. And was there anything you felt like you really needed to get to?
I'm not sure. If I'll play a little bit. Here it is.
Bond. James Bond.
That gun.
You know much about guns, Mr. Bond?
No, I know a little about women.
In the conference room. Something pretty big. Every 00 man in Europe's been rushed in.
So he's probably lost a dog.
Dink, meet Felix Leiter.
Hello.
Felix, say hello to Dink.
Hi, Dink.
Dink, say goodbye to Felix. Man talk.
Oh, man talk. His voice is so much higher than I always think of him as being like The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Hey, did you ever, you've taken a lot of art classes, haven't you, Clarky?
Yeah.
Did you ever paint nudes?
No, I can't remember there ever being a, I don't think I took like a figure drawing class or anything like that.
Huh.
And certainly they weren't offering that in high school, which is too bad. Because that would have been lovely. Can I pick? Can I pick who's going to be nude? Woo-hoo. Anyway.
Can I have my cousin Tucker come in?
Oh, my God. He does have a nice figure. Listen, I'm totally.
Tucker. Have you seen Tucker naked?
I mean, probably. Like when we were little kids. We're together all the time, all us cousins. And I don't really remember ever, you know, being worried about our state of dress before I was, say, 10 years old. Like, there was never,
we have.
Probably.
That's an affirmative,
Bob. I have zero recollection of that, though.
All right.
My brother and sister, though, woof, and my mom and dad, yikes. I have some pretty burned-in memories of that stuff.
That's normal.
Well, it was normal at my house, guys, so I don't know what to tell you. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
What?
I know. I didn't even get to everything in the Sean Connery story. I'm done.
Well, it looks like we may have rain in the forecast. I'll tell you about that.
Oh.
Plus, the stress this week is going to be through the roof. After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.